$10,200,000. The gavel's up and we're going to sell. Last chance. Here it goes. It's yours. $10,200,000.
That's a Christie's auctioneer today in New York selling off a Norman Rockwell painting on behalf of the National Press Club. The group decided to sell the piece called Norman Rockwell Visits a Country Editor to raise money for scholarships and make improvements to its office space. And as the price of art soars, nonprofits across the country are rummaging around in their storerooms looking for treasures like this to sell. Marilyn Gwax is a senior business editor for NPR and a board member also at the National Press Club. Marilyn, welcome back. Congratulations on your big sale.
Thank you. Well, let me put my champagne glass down for a moment.
Absolutely. So the National Press Club just got $10 million into its coffers. Tell us the history of this painting and why you needed to sell it.
Well, we had to sell because it literally had gotten to be too good to be true for us. It was given to the club back in the 1960s by the Saturday Evening Post, and it was called Norman Rockwell Visits a Country Editor. And it showed Rockwell himself walking into a very busy newsroom. There are people running around and setting type. And it was really a nostalgic look at a simpler time in journalism, probably cuter than watching a bunch of people sitting around tweeting. You know,
Definitely.
Well, it was hanging in the press club for all these decades. But we noticed how much art prices were soaring. So the board got a little nervous. We looked into it. We had an appraiser. And we just about fell off our chairs when we realized that just hanging on our wall was this incredibly valuable thing that we were probably underinsuring. And we looked into it. And with the cost of art going up so much, the cost of insuring it, of guarding it, it could have reached into something like six figures a year for the club. That's just not what we do. So we really had a responsibility to sell this painting.
So it actually just got too expensive to hold on to.
Right.
Well, you and some of your colleagues held a watch party today at the press club to follow the sale online. So tell us, who bought it? Who has all this money sitting around?
We were chewing our little fingernails down because we really, you know, were very much hoping that we would clear the $10 million price. And we did. We got to 10.2. We don't know who bought it. That kind of thing is kept private until the person wants to reveal themselves, if they ever do. But $10.2 million means that our little club now can be, you know, much more vigorous. We have more money now to spend on our nonprofit arm that gives scholarships, pays for training. So, yes, there will be some things like new paint and chairs, but mostly this money is going to go to train journalists and defend a free press.
All right. So holding up the values that are represented in that painting.
But absolutely.
You did sell off a piece of art, a classic that harkens back to a more nostalgic, simpler time in journalism. There's got to have been some sadness that our industry in general and the press club have gotten to the point where you had to sell that.
Yeah. And this is happening a lot. Colleges in particular have been having these kinds of discussions about should we sell, should we hold on. And, you know, there have been famous cases of things that got sold and it kind of broke people's hearts. There was one last year that was a kind of an infamous case where a Chinese billionaire bought this really precious 500-year-old porcelain antique. And to show off just how rich he was, he spent about $32 million U.S. For it. And then he poured tea into it and was drinking tea out of this precious artwork. So, you know, you could have things like that, but, you know, you have to do what's best for your organization. So it's really been very difficult decisions for a lot of groups.
All right. Well, as you say, some colleges and universities selling off artworks to raise money too. Quickly, in the time we have left, what is it that's driving the prices up so fast in the art world?
Well, you know, there have just been a number of new billionaires created. We know the world has something like 2,000 billionaires, and they want to buy art. And one of the things that's happening is the new rich, the folks in Asia particularly, and some Russians, they've gotten new big piles of money, and they want to spend it on something. Americans, Europeans have already been buying art, but these newly rich people have been bidding up prices. Some of them have reached incredibly high prices, so we're happy.
Yeah, good for you. That's NPR senior business editor Marilyn Gwax. Thanks.